You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we say good morning to everybody. Nothing like a little Zach Sealer first thing in the morning to make you feel pretty damn good, man, when you see a guy again put in all that work and gets rewarded and got a number that he felt comfortable with and ran with it and is thankful for every dime he's ever made. The journey getting here to this point and being the MVP of the Miami Dolphins last year and everything else. Had his family with him yesterday. A pretty cool moment. I think everybody's jacked up to for that guy to be one of the leaders of your team, which – they got a lot of really good leaders on that team right now. In different parts of the team, too. Kind of spread out. Anyway, hey, a lot of stuff yesterday. The coaches spoke. Hey, listen, man, when I'm always curious when you've got some parts of the team and you don't know how they are, I'd love to hear from the coaches. I do. And we've got some parts of this team that are really good and some that have to develop. Everybody knows we've beaten all these different parts up. And I just thought Anthony Weaver, the Finns defensive coordinator yesterday, was really good on the whole group and talked about his young corners. Hey, these are the guys that we have. I love them. We can play with them. We're going to win with them. He mentioned names. I'm always curious for the first names to pop up for the coach. Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, Hilton, Sheffield. And then he was asked a lot about Jack Jones, who's got lots of talent. And a coach is just, he's a real positive guy, but he's got a really good game plan. He feels good. And he said, hey, this defense is going to be really friggin' good. It's going to be really good. Now, I didn't expect him to go up there and go, man, you know, this is kind of like draft day, you know, when the draft's over and a GM stands up and goes, man, we got every guy we want. We are pumped. We got the guys. We got the guys we needed. And nobody's ever going to say, you know, like, hey, well, I wish, you know, we could have this guy or that guy. But, you know, one thing about coaches, man, whatever you give them, they look at the head coach and the GM and go, we'll be fine. Because they're going to coach them up. They're going to put them in situations. They're going to give them a chance to have success. And that's what the good coaches do. That's what the good coordinators do. That's what the coaches do. Coach them up. You know how coaches look good. Coaches look good when their area, the position that they're responsible for plays well and guys are playing at a high level individually. And this happens and people go, hey, who's coaching this guy? Damn, that guy's doing a good job. And the Dolphins have some of those coaches. They have a lot of really, really good coaches on this staff. And so a lot of good stuff going on yesterday. I just love listening to Coach Bevel as well, talking about the quarterback situation and saying, hey, man, Zach Wilson has some scars. And we got to get rid of them. We got to help them get rid of those scars, better known as the Jets. And, you know, he got beat up pretty good mentally. He got beat up physically. And I'm guessing lost his confidence, right? Part of that, like Tua said one time, I lost my confidence. I didn't get it back till Mike got here. So it's a quarterback rehab that with a guy they think has lots and lots of talent. And Quinn Ewers has been, no matter what I think or who should start, I don't change how the you know, right now if the season was to start, I'd want Zach Wilson to be the backup just because he's seen things. There's something to be said for 33 starts and lots of experience, even if it's not always a great experience. But I got to tell you, man, and a lot of you have been asking for this, and a lot of you were right. Draft a guy that you like, that might have dropped for whatever reason. If you liked him on the board and it wasn't a priority, take a quarterback. And we might have that guy in Quinn Ewers down the road. He might be that guy. I saw him over the weekend and, you know, just kind of watched a couple things before the game on Sunday. And one of them, because we're going to see a lot of Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers in this preseason. That's who usually plays. They split it up. I don't know how much Tua's going to play. He didn't play a lot last year. And he looked really good. He makes a lot of really good throws and accurate throws. And you start looking at a guy, and listen, one thing Quinn's been hurt by is Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson has hurt Quinn Ewers. I figured this out because everybody goes, if you want to make an argument against Quinn Ewers, you go, Skylar Thompson looked great. Everybody was in love with him. The GM comes out and says, we got to keep him. We're going to have like a whole bunch of teams going to take him. If we put him on the practice squad, we have to put him on the 53-man squad. And some of that stuff, and then he gets in big games, and you start, you know, like, all right, you need him. Tua goes down. And honestly, at no point was he really good. I mean, look at the games we won. Or game we were close. We were close against the Buffalo Bills, but the defense just was creating takeaway. I mean, it was very misleading. Very, very misleading. And we came back. Whoever made the final decision on it, it's over. But I'm just setting you up for a little history lesson that's tied into Quinn Ewers, in my opinion. So now some of you have been watching going, damn, this Quinn Ewers, this guy I saw from Texas, this guy can throw it. Plus people, you know, Quinn Ewers was hurt last year. So we never got to see the best of him because the guy was hurt. He was hurt a lot. And you watch him now, and he's got a really good arm, which Coach Bevel said it's not a rocket, but it's plenty good to play in this league. And he's right. He makes all the throws, and he's thrown some tight spirals, and he's just been really impressive. But he is hurt because he's a seventh-round pick, and we just had this happen with Skylar Thompson over the last couple years. And it finally came to an end. Basically, after the Seattle game, it was done. It was done. Hell, they cut him later in the year. It's not me. They cut him. So I just, it's going to slow everybody down, but Quinn's in a great, I think he's in a great position, man. He is a former five-star quarterback. Happened to see his high school while my son was living out there, and very impressive. It's like high school quarterback you, man, of for NFL quarterbacks, and he's just the latest one. Five-star guy, went to Ohio State before transferring to Texas. And look, he's got a chance. He's got a chance down the road to be really good. But he is going to be stuck, in my opinion, and fair or not for some people, the Skylar Thompson, who, if I'm not mistaken, was also taken in the seventh round, maybe sixth round, seventh round. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up yesterday as the coaches were talking about their guys and different positions. I'd love that those guys come out and they do that. I don't know if it's an NFL rule, but it's great to have all those coaches out there talking a little bit about their guys, and for future use for everybody. It was just good stuff, and for both sides of the football. We got a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, Bradley Chubb, defensive end, pass rusher, is off to a nice start in camp and will join us this morning in 6 o'clock hour. We'll have that for you a little bit later on. He's lifting some weights here this morning, and then we'll talk about what probably is the strength of the team right now, and that's the front seven defensively. And looks like it's got a little depth to it too, the kind of depth that you're looking for when you're looking not only for frontline guys, but guys also that can give you quality snaps and help you later in the season when some guys get banged up. So all that stuff is great. Hey, by the way, got to get in some other things this morning. So I'm always interested, all the stuff going around the league, and the shows are great if you want to keep up, especially if it's affiliated with the Dolphins and the Dolphins are going to be playing teams. Like, I like to watch the stuff going on with the Colts right now because that's our first regular season game on the road. And then the Patriots coming back home for our home opener the following week. And I get it's a month out. So with that, you get all the other stories that are going on right now in the NFL. Do you see what's going on with the Browns? I don't know if I've ever seen a team in camp. Now, I've seen guys get banged up during the year and guys go on IR and you get down to – I don't know if I've ever seen a guy ever seen a team 2 weeks into camp that just signed a sixth quarterback.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six.
There you have it.
Not seven.
Oh, LeBron, stop. LeBron, stop. But Tyler Huntley now joins two draft picks, couple of first-round picks, and Deshaun Watson, who they can't wait to get rid of. That is the mistake of mistakes made that they wish would just – they wish something would happen where he would just go away. And so he's out
there.
They just
book him a massage.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, we got you a little surprise here. You know, book him at the local, you know, massage chain.
Down here.
No, wherever, anywhere.
He ain't going anywhere.
What's the massage envy of
Cleveland? He go, hey, man, I got guaranteed money coming in. It's not over. I'm not going away. You fully guaranteed it, and I want to thank you. Now, let all these guys compete. So you got – it's just weird. They have not played a preseason game yet, and they had to go out and sign Tyler Huntley, who was with the Dolphins last year from Hallandale High School. Tyler Huntley had to come in because they are that banged up with – they're two rookies, Joe Flacco. Who am I missing?
It's so weird Joe Flacco's still in the league.
Joe Flacco's going to start.
You got the Sanders kid. You got Gabriel. You got
– got the guy from the Steelers. And
Huntley. That was, now, so.
So, anyway, yeah. Kenny Pickett.
Oh, Pickett.
Yeah,
there,
Kenny
Pickett.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway.
How many do they keep? Three? Half of them? Hey, man, it's a great quarterback competition. They're really doing the Sanders kid a great service
but I got to tell you,
setting him up like this.
If we did something like that, and listen, we've had our moments, but if we were sitting here with six quarterbacks today, can you imagine? And that's a knowledgeable, beaten-up fan base in Cleveland. Can you imagine you're 2 weeks in, and now they're coming out that some of the young guys haven't played well, and Joe Flacco just gets older, and it's just he's becoming the clear-cut guy. Now, I don't know if he can play all year or how he plays. I mean, age does win, but what a crazy story. Six quarterbacks signed under contract 2 weeks in.
Do you realize their quarterback situation there is worse than ours has been during this whole, like, deal here? I mean, do you see, like, the guys that they've played? Over the last two seasons alone, Joe, they played four guys each year.
It's just
Flacco played a bunch, Dorian Thompson Robinson, Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah, no, I was going to say a lot of those guys
Bailey
they got rid
Zappi
of.
Was on
they just,
team for a
they
minute
just,
there, a
they
game.
Were like, all right, you got us through that year, we're out, and it
Some
just
and PJ Walker,
and it comes back, and it almost feels, although you got to give the rookies both a chance, but it just feels dysfunctional. And then on top of it, you got guys with arm trouble and their arms hurting and guys banged up. And you're like, banged up? How do quarterbacks get banged up in camp?
Well, they ruin these
guys. They get sore arms.
They draft these guys and they ruin them. Like, that's why you don't want to go there. Like, Shedeur Sanders in a bad spot, man.
Yeah, it's
like I don't know if he's gonna make the team or not, Joe. But if he doesn't make that team, he ends up off that roster. He may never get a shot.
Yeah.
How does he work his way into getting actual snaps in an NFL game?
I don't know. I think did I see his arm? He's got a little soreness
in
his arm.
He's got something going on. But he was talking and said the right things about his dad not being at practice, which is obviously ideal for him, right, to not have Deion out there.
Last thing he needs is his father to come down. Yeah.
But there's a legitimate chance, and I know they love covering him, but there's a chance that guy never plays. I don't know how he works his way into a starting role.
You know what? All bets are off in this Cleveland thing to sit there with six quarterbacks and you haven't finished your second week of camp. That is amazing.
I mean, he's what, been
I mean they're
over
doing
a
things.
Times for driving
well, I don't even care about that. I'm literally talking, you're talking a little drama. I'm literally talking about six quarterbacks signed and one has got the biggest, fattest guarantee. And you can't, and he's like, I'm not leaving this meeting. Oh, hell no. I'm staying right in here and watch.
Our quarterback situation sounds great compared to some of these other ones, though, man. It is amazing.
Well,
that
listen,
Colts thing's a disaster, too.
That one is one to watch. Anyway, that was just something I saw yesterday, and I go, wow, something new in the NFL. By the way, there's something else, too, that happened I thought was really interesting. I saw the Jacksonville head coach was on NFL Network and said, Travis Hunter can be the offensive and defensive rookie of the year. And all I thought was, how much are you going to play this guy? How much? Now, they've got him as the depth chart came out. They got him as starting wide receiver and second for whatever the depth chart's worth. I know we're not even camp 2 weeks, so don't read into a depth chart. But they got him starting at wide receiver and second team cornerback. And they said he's been great everything he does out there. But how much? Now, he played a lot last year. I saw his amount of snaps he played. He did everything last year. He friggin' earned that Heisman. There's no question about it. Four picks and all the catches and yards and touchdowns was crazy. Definitely his Heisman, slam dunk, period. I love Cam Ward, but slam dunk, that guy deserved it. But I got to tell you, man, that'd be wild if he somehow won the Rookie of the Year on both sides. And, you know, he gets four or five picks, and he catches 60, 70 footballs. He'll get some kind of award. I just don't know how you're going to hold up at this league.
Most wide receivers and cornerbacks can't, I mean, alone, right? Like, it's a miracle those guys make it through a season.
Well, Hey,
Tyreek's been about as durable as there is.
He
right?
has.
He's been banged up.
He's banged up, but he does play. But this guy,
no way.
This can be
both ways.
This is gonna be fun to watch and see how they use him. By the way, he'll be here for our last week for open practices and speaking of open practices, I just want to say this to everybody: like, don't pay attention to those tickets. Just go out. Just seriously, go out. If you want to go out and you've been held up because all the tickets have been used, because a lot of people are going to want to go out and watch the last week before the last week of preseason, the Jacksonville game back here after the Dolphins play in Chicago and Detroit, just go out there. And if they get you, you're most likely going to get it. Just go out. And if not, I mean, they'll wait and they'll see how full it is, but go out. There's a really good chance you're going to be able to watch practice.
It's pretty empty out there, right? A lot of empty seats.
Well, they take all the tickets. Everybody takes all the friggin' tickets.
Well, is there a resale market for those? Are people reselling?
No, they just don't go.
Okay, because if things are free or cheap, you know, people usually jump on them and try to flip them.
No, these are just freebies, and nobody's out there. They're just free, and so people get up in the morning and go, you know, I say, oh, I had a few too many tequilas. You know what? I'll go to another practice. I just keep taking their tickets. And when we feel like going, we get up one morning, we'll go. All right, we got to go to break here, man. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting started. Bradley Chubb will join us here in the 6 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get more into a lot of stuff around the National Football League. You heard it from Woody. Marlins, I thought this was going to happen last night. A little hangover, you just take care of the Yankees, and everybody's telling you, wow, this is crazy what you're doing, and back to 500. And Houston comes in and goes, no, we're pretty damn good. We're fine. And jump on Sandy Alcantara. All right, hey, Right now, I want to talk to you about something you might want to jump on. Your South Florida Chevy dealers has never looked better than right now. Hey, I've been telling everybody, you got a little time here before the kids go back to school, and you're still looking around. You've decided, hey, I just want to jump in an SUV, and I want to go have with my family with us. No airports, no frustration. Get to a location, whether you're going down to the Keys, going to the West Coast, heading up to the mountains for a couple of days in the Carolinas. It's not that far, man. Not when you're comfortable and driving something you really like. Not at all. And you will love the SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers, like the all-new Equinox. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's got everything. Convenient driver tech. Now have electric Equinox SUV is super popular. Plenty of room for the family and friends. That's kind of the theme, by the way. Great look and plenty of room for the family and friends with all the toys you need inside. Boy, I'll tell you what. Wait until you see the new 2025 Traverse, one of my favorites. Right to the big boys, like the Tahoes and the Suburbans. Plenty of room. I don't know why I'm driving a Tahoe. I have so much space. But I really don't care. They're going, why didn't you just downsize since you're the one and you don't have a bunch of little kids in the back? I go, hey, because I like driving it. I really like the 2025 Tahoe, and you will too. Silverado truck, still our best cleanup hitter we've had. Our number one seller. We make a truck absolutely perfect for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida.
All right. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, Woody, and I got to share something with you about last night. I went and had a drink. I've been doing a lot of drinks by having meetings and meeting people by going out and having hopefully just one or two drinks.
Well, I hope this has a happy ending.
No, it's actually pretty funny. Okay. It's a pretty funny story. It's a pretty funny story. I've heard it before, but this I actually saw it last night. I had to share it with you. So I've been on this thing about, hey, let's go to Hard Rock. And I love to go to Hard Rock. I do. I don't mind by myself with the wife. Wife loves the Hard Rock. But so I go, hey, I'm going to go out. And I had somebody in town that was one of my former roommates, many of them, but I played with many, many years ago at Cal. Hey, man, I'm in town. Can you meet me? So I shoot over there, and so we're sitting over there. You know the middle bar?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
The middle bar there in the middle, and I think the sports book's on the other side of it. So we're sitting there and having, and that place is always rocking. I mean, that place is always amazing. And so he's divorced, like a lot of guys my age. And so we're sitting there having and just getting caught up because I say, hey, man, I got to do it early because I don't want to feel like crap.
Yeah, yeah.
In the morning, getting up early. And so we're sitting there. And so there's some women, business trips, and, you know, women. There's women around. Good-looking women. So he goes to buy this girl a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was pretty funny. So he's talking to her. And I say, dude, I want you to have fun. I know you're staying. He was staying at the Hard Rock. And so he starts talking to this girl and buys her a drink and so they're talking and three of us are talking and then they're also playing a little grab ass with each other and the whole thing. And so she's sitting there and drinks the drink and so she goes, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And he goes, you want another one? She goes, yeah, get me another one. I'll have another one. Thank you. So she goes to the bathroom. So we're just sitting there shooting a breeze and talking, and almost like 20 minutes, I go, hey, man, what happened to the girl? She never came back. It is.
So she got a free drink out of it.
She got a free drink at Hard Rock. You know, not exactly $3.50
no.
for, you know,
yeah.
special night at the ballpark. And
how bummed out was this guy?
So, I mean, you know, a little crushing to the ego. Yeah. You know, he's sitting there telling me how, you know, he's doing great in life and, you know, living in California and telling me the whole thing. And back with this company, he was doing something for consulting or some whatever he told me. We're just shooting a breeze about all the old guys and stuff. And he stays in touch with everybody. I stay in touch with no one. But it was just – so we're sitting there for a while. And I see him looking around. I go, hey, man, I don't know, but – it's been like 15 or 20 minutes. He goes, yeah, I think she took off.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just think it's funny. Well, I've heard of that before, but I saw it.
I know. Well, first of all, the guy's there with you, like, what is he doing?
I wasn't gonna go up to his bedroom.
No,
with him.
I understand that. But like, if you have a get together or whatever with someone, you don't start buying people drinks like that.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, she was friendly and nice there for a while.
I'm sure she was.
No, she was nice, and I'm sure, you know, she looked great, by the way. And
now, they don't give out free drinks for playing games, right? I don't think that's a thing anymore. I don't know if they do that in Vegas anymore.
I don't know. By the way, they did one in the early years. You could go to Reno, and Reno used to have, like, the breakfast. You go to a casino. They had their that was part of getting you there, like $1.99 big ass breakfast, ham and eggs and everything, the whole deal, coffee. And
last time we went, you had to bet $100 in the sports book, and they'd give you like a little ticket, and you could go up to the bar and get a beer or something. But
I just thought, so I look at him, I go,
yep.
Kind of a crushing blow right there. He goes, no.
Was it a nice drink too? Was it like a high end? Like something fancy or
No, it was a fruity.
Yeah, so those are expensive.
Sweet.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. That's things, man.
Hey, man. So
you didn't pick up the tab, though, right?
I didn't pick up any tab. He's doing just fine.
Okay, good.
A lot of guys I went to school with are doing just fine,
but they're not supporting the program.
No, I don't know what they're doing with the program. That's Ron Rivera's got that. He's the one wanting to be a general manager at for the Golden Bears. But I'll tell you what, that would not be an easy job.
Now people try to guess who it was.
No, don't do that. There's no reason to do that. Okay, see, people are going, Joe's covering up for someone. One of those losers in his life was just, I just always think it's funny guys do that, and the girl doesn't come back. She didn't come back for the second drink. He got that drink. I said, "You gonna drink it?" He goes, "Oh man, Woody. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Plenty of news going around the National Football League. Marlins go down last night, 8-2. Man, Astros really good, first of all. And a 5-run fourth inning, Sandy Alcantara gives up 3 doubles. And so it comes to an end after it's been a hell of a story. See if they can't get game 2 today with the Astros. Hey, by the way, we've got a lot of stuff we'll get to, including this preseason game coming up. Plus, when we come back, Bradley Chubb will join us. We'll talk to him about getting set and coming back from his injury. And off to a great start in camp, along with a lot of other guys on that front seven. So we'll get into all that stuff coming up here. But first, before we do, I do want to take a moment to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Hey, nobody likes talking about getting injured. I don't like talking about getting injured too. But the bottom line is, if you're competitive and you're still active and you're out there running around hard and everything else and trying to stay in great shape, sooner or later we all get injured. Team sports, individual sports, it doesn't matter. But the good news is we got Baptist Health South Florida, one of the best sports medicine programs in the country. Baptist Health does a lot of great things, but boy, their sports medicine program doesn't take a backseat to anybody. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all of them. Make sure they use the doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. Taking care of the team doctors, as well as all the specialists they have. And I mean some of the specialists, talking about the best in the business for knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They've seen it all. And you throw in 3 great facilities in Dade and Broward, and you got all you need right here in your backyard. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility of the Miami Dolphins, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Set up an appointment. One goal every day for you and everybody else. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Linebacker, defensive end, and pass rusher for the Miami Dolphins. Bradley... Good morning. How you doing, Bradley?
Good morning, man. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And before we get into everything, I appreciate you joining us here early in the morning. You get a little lift in for me? Did you pump a few weights?
got a quick little pump in, man. Start the day off strong. There, you know, you got to practice today, so, you know, you have to start it off right.
I like that. You guys up early lifting weights. So, first of all, I got to ask you, man, you sat out all of last year, and I know late in the year there was all this discussion. We are all going back and forth. I hope he doesn't come back and play. Let's just get ready for the following year. Meanwhile, you had to go through it. When did you feel like you were 100%? I'm always curious when you started to feel like, all right, I'm back to myself.
Honestly, man, probably like OTAs this year. Like, you know, you at the end of the season, I felt pretty good. I felt good. I was moving around good. But, you know, you coming off a major injury like that, it's like, oh, how am I really going to feel when things get real, when bullets start flying, you know? And, you know, when those game reps goes continuous reps. So, like, I felt good, but we didn't know if I felt good enough to fully go out there and be my best for this team. So, and then throughout the whole, you know, off-season program, you know, you feel good working out, but, like I said, it's not those real game-like reps. So, when we got into OTAs, I was still kind of teetering the line a little bit, but then, you know, just getting those reps in, building that confidence on it, and that's when I started to finally feel like 100.
Well, you've gotten off to a great start at camp. Matter of fact, I got to tell you, sitting up there watching, everybody enjoys like, okay, hey, Bradley Chubb's getting ready to go against Patrick Paul. There they go again. That's become kind of the theme. How much fun has that been and for you to get your confidence early in this camp? Get it back.
Now, it's been great, man. It's been great going against Patrick, man. He's a great young talent. He's only in year two, but he has the presence of a vet out there, man. His size, his strength. You know, it's frustrating at times when you're like, man, I should be, you know, beating this guy more. But when you take a look back at it, man, I feel like he's going to be one of the better pass protectors in this league. So it's been a good, fun challenge going against him, and we're just making each other better.
You know, I've been shocked on how quickly – I mean, he is the part. When they decide, like, what offensive tackle should look like, long arms, big, that can move like that, he's the guy, isn't he? That's what a guy 100%. Looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. That's the prototype right there, man. I tell him every day, man, you're going to be a guy. You're going to be that guy. And, you know, he moves with that confidence. So it's beautiful to see, man. Like I said, it's fun going against him each and every day.
Bradley, it's not a shot at anybody else on the team, but it looks like the strength of this team is at front seven. And I say that not only front guys, but even some of the key guys that are backing up or will rotate in with you guys. It just looks like it's got a chance to be a really special group.
Yeah, man, we're excited about it. And, you know, especially in our outside linebacker room, man, we always talk about, you know, wanting to set the tone for the team. And the D-line is the same way. The linebackers are the same way. Everybody moves in that same kind of mindset in that front seven, man. And then the offensive line, man, we're going against them each and every day. It makes us better. And they got a couple new pieces over there. But the way that they're gelling together, man, has been beautiful to see. So I feel like on any team, it all starts in the trenches. And we take full pride in that and try to go out there each and every day and set the tone.
Hey, Bradley, I'm curious. You were around to watch it up close last year. Chop cut kind of off to a slow start, and then second half of the season, I don't know if they moved him out wide. There's got to be more than just that, but all of a sudden he started making a lot of plays and a lot of pressures, a lot of hits on the quarterback, some sacks. And what happened to Chop where the light all of a sudden, especially in that second half, what happened?
He woke up, man. He just got I tease him all the time. I used to call him I'm not going to say his first name because he don't, you know, want people to know it. But I used to call him his first name, and I said, I'm not going to call you Chop until you get your first sack, man. And then, you know, after he got Josh Allen down, I started calling him Chop. And we just, you know, over that time, I was bored myself. So I used that time to kind of be a light and to all the guys, whoever I could help. And Chop was one of those guys that we just sat down and just watched games together, watched how other people go about a game, and got the pressure of, oh, I got to make a play every play out of his head, because we watching Max Crosby, we watching Jonathan Grenard. Like, these guys make big plays, but they're not like, every play is not like a big play. You know what I mean? It's just got it in his head of going through the process of going through a game and taking it and making the plays that come to you. And I feel like once he got settled in and that and got comfortable with that, his talent just came to shine.
Bradley, you're probably aware of this stuff, and if you are, just thanks for putting up with me here. But, you know, the media is really focused on the young inexperience of the cornerback position. And yesterday, Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, said, I'll tell you what's going to help those corners. Those guys up front, that front seven will help them a lot. You feel that way too? It all kind of works together?
Yeah, 100%. It's a tale as old as time. It works together. The front, the rushing coverage works together in every way possible. And honestly, man, those guys, like, they get a lot of slack because nobody has really been talking about them in terms of, like, production because, they're young. They haven't played. But when you go out there on the practice field and you see the grit that they play with, the hard work that they come in each and every day with, like, the focus they have, I don't have any hesitation about what type of guys we're going to have on that back end. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, they're not getting the notoriety because, like I said, they just haven't had those reps yet. But I feel like when they get out there, it's going to prove a lot of people wrong.
So, you knew Vic Fangio better than anybody. You had him in Denver. You had him here. So, you knew what to expect. He goes to Philadelphia, but Anthony Weaver comes in. Damn, I did not know he was going to be this good as a defensive coordinator. What's the biggest difference you've seen between Vic and Anthony as two of the better defensive coordinators in the league?
I would say, you know, Vic's scheme and how he approached it was, you know, he's his own man. He had success doing that, and obviously they went and won the Super Bowl with that defense, so you know the scheme works, you know all that stuff works. I would just say the inter, like, personal player relationship was a little different. You know, Vic is more of a like the system, the scheme, and that's what it is. And Coach Weaver, you know, just sit down and talk to you for a little bit. You know what I mean? And kind of see where your headspace is at and all that. So that's the main difference. But I, you know, NFL, man, you got to be ready for all type of things, man. And I enjoyed both my time with Vic, and I'm enjoying my time with Coach Weaver now.
You know, I should have talked to you last year when you and I were talking, or when Vic was here. I wish you would have told me he doesn't like small talk, and because I yap a lot, and I tried at the hotel. I was trying to bond, and I realized he didn't want anything to do with it. I wish you would have been there going, Joe, I could have warned you, don't make small talk.
That's pretty much it. That's the difference, man. Vic just doesn't like small talk. Coach Weaver can sit there and talk to you for a little bit, but Vic just doesn't like small talk. It's all ball. It's all ball.
We had fun. You know Kim Bocamper. Bo decided we're getting ready. It was around Christmas, and he decided he's going to go over and talk about Christmas before the Kansas City Chiefs game or about missing Christmas.
I know that didn't go well.
Yeah, that did not go well. He was zoned in on that game plan. Let's just say that. Oh, we got a good laugh, man. But I know what you're talking about. I thought it was, hey, listen, the guy's a hell of a coach. But Anthony Weaver got some personality, man. He is great, and being able to talk to him, he just looks like I enjoy listening to him talk about the whole defense and all the things that you guys are going to be able to do. You see a lot of blitzing with – I mean, he'll do whatever it calls for. You see this team blitzing, or do you see it getting enough pressure with just the guys you have?
I feel like Coach Weaver is a very calculated man when it comes to how he calls the defense. So if he feels like we might need to heat it up a little bit at a time, I feel like he watches so much. He knows the flow of the game so well that he knows how to time it up. But I feel like consistently, man, I feel like this front seven could get it done. And we had that confidence in ourselves, and he has that confidence in us as well. But, you know, sometimes you might need that little extra pressure just to when the offense isn't expecting it.
Hey, so the practices, again, I don't know, and if I'm wrong, don't be afraid to tell me you're wrong. They seem more physical, like you guys more 11-on-11 getting after it pretty good. You feel that way this year?
That's 100% the case, man. I feel like – in the past, you know, we've had, you know, obviously training camp practices always go, but it had been more separate time or, you know, just kind of individual time or, like, you know, just defensive time. But, yeah, not like this year. I feel like we're a lot hands-on with the 11-on-11, getting those reps, which I love, man. Being out of football for a year, just those reps are valuable. So it's been a great camp. You know, guys are tired. Guys are moving along, but it's so cool to see how this team just bounces back each and every day, and I feel like the practices get more intense each and every day because everybody's out there hungry.
The culture and the leadership, man, has been noticed. I wasn't around during mini camps and OTAs, but I've noticed from all you guys, including yourself, you feel it too. There's a lot of leaders out there, more guys taking their groups and going, this is the way we're going to do it, and everybody's kind of following along.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this is the most buy-in we've had from all around. You know, guys are, you know, just fed up with the outside noise, with the losing, with the, you know, being so close but not getting fully where we're at. And that all starts with the little things. So I feel like this offseason and even this training camp, man, just guys are just laser-focused on the small details and the You know, just the little things that hold you back as a team. We're focused on not having that hold us back. And, you know, it could go one way or the other, but we're going to continue to focus on those things and make sure we're moving along as a unit.
Hey, Minkah Fitzpatrick has already made a couple plays in practice, and I'm like, damn, boy, this is nice to see, whether you're backed up or in middle of field, some of the plays he's making. That's a nice piece to add to that secondary, especially with the way he has played over the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, man, it's very exciting, man, having him back there. And it's just instilling confidence in those young guys we got back there as well, you know, playing with a guy like that, playing with an all-pro who's done it at the highest level, who's seen a little bit of everything. So it's going to be good for us. As, like you said, that rushing coverage is going to work together, and when you got a guy like that holding down the back end, it's going to be fun.
All right, and yesterday, man, day off, and there you are at the Boys and Girls Club, back to school. Do you do that every year? That is awesome.
It's actually my first year, man. I've, you know, seen some guys around the league do it every now and then, and I told my team and my mom that and my father that I feel like this is our time to do it in Miami, you know, because you want kids to have that confidence going into school. And with the haircuts, with the school supplies, not feeling like they're lacking anything. So it was important for us to make that happen, and I'm glad we were able to do it.
I'm with you, man. I think it just means a lot to those kids to see you and to going out there and doing that on your off time. It's great stuff, Bradley. Hey, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on, man. It was great, and I can't wait. It's always fun to talk to you. Always so positive about everything, and keep everybody healthy, and let's get off to a good start against the Colts. So thank you, bud.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right. Bradley Chubb joining us here this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. Talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins and keeping him healthy. Keeping him healthy and off to a good start after being out all of last year. All right. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, man. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Before we do jump on the 7 o'clock hour, it is hurricane season, man. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional staff ready to answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida, and they're ready to help you today. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.